53 hours away from kickoff of week number 5, and that kickoff, the national focus, the entire National Football League, the eyes will be on the great city of Cleveland, Ohio, the Browns, the Bills, the First Energy Stadium for this game tonight. Again, they are honoring Jim Brown this day, this game, Thursday, October the 3rd. They will honor the greatest football player ever, number 32, during Thursday Night Football when the Cleveland Browns face the aforementioned Buffalo Bills. Tweet us why you think Jim Brown is the greatest using the hashtag TheGreat32. Again, the hashtag TheGreat32, and it could end up on the scoreboard. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/32 for everything Jim Brown. Love that. I love that he's getting honored. I love that you got to do the thing. I know there's going to be a huge piece on NFL Network about it. It's going to be a pretty special night, and the Browns should be able to ring it home with a win. And I know our great producer, Dino, has got some tweetage for us.
So, I
Dino,
do.
What's going on out
I
there
do.
In the Twitterverse?
All right. You can always, as always, tweet at us at Browns_daily. You know, guys, first thing, I just had a couple of here we go Brownies woof woof tweets. I'm not kidding. I mean, which I just think is fantastic. People
Excellent.
Are all excited.
We'll take it.
How about this? From at dogpound216. I love getting out of work at 1 just in time for Browns Daily with Notorious VIC and Nate Dogg. Woof woof.
Very I well. Like that. Appreciate
Give
it.
A growl for that one.
Much appreciated. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's a lot of fun, too.
Yes. All right. From James Johnson at Johnson Nation 5. My birthday, we got Vic to say Browns could make the playoffs. Now, I am saying they will make it. Browns 30, Bills 9 on Thursday night.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I got thinking about that pretty lame thing I did Monday. Driving down Lou Groza Boulevard, it was a thing that was challenged. You had set it up. And in the F-150, going down the boulevard from Liberty Ford, going down the boulevard here on Lou Groza Boulevard, which is not a very big boulevard. It's a pretty short boulevard.
I'd say it's almost 3 lanes. You even have that big middle lane there. It's a big boulevard.
But it's long.
Wide.
I'm talking about it's what
we
it
don't
covers.
Want to cover a lot of distance.
Doesn't cover
this.
A lot of distance.
No, let's, so we don't need to.
Speed
though.
Limit's 25, I think.
Yeah,
I know
keeps
I know you
safe.
Don't notice that, but it is 25.
It is 25.
You ignore those things. But anyway, we're rolling down there.
Shh, my wife
and,
could be
and, and I'm rolling down the window. And, you know, and then the rallying cry is the Browns could make the playoffs. That's just not a rallying cry. That does the Browns could make the playoffs does not. It's
well, maybe
it's
you need to get a little bit less, you know, perspective oriented and get a little more pom pom oriented. See, the Browns are going to the playoffs. Notorious.
I can't do it.
What will it take? What would they have to be after 8 games for you to say
I
that?
Like that score that the previous Twitter
31-9
mentioned something in that neighborhood would. Get my attention.
Yeah, sure. That would get your attention.
A win, period. I don't care about style points. I don't care about how many points. Win is doing what you expect them to do in a situation like this. They're the better team here.
They are the better,
better team
here. They are at home.
I guess
they
want to see
win.
How much better they are. When you're measured up against the rookie quarterback, I got to see a lot better.
Well, hopefully you will. This is a good one here, Dino, from our boy P. Myers Golf. Do you think Horton stumbled on third down solution by having Hayden on the number 2 receiver and letting screen double the number 1? So basically Hayden can eliminate the number 2 easily, screen and co double the opposing number 1.
You know what? That's not bad. I don't think he stumbled onto it. I think to some degree he knows exactly what they're doing with Buster. But again, Buster starts outside, goes inside. That's been pretty much the routine with him. And Chris Owens I'll call him a Band-Aid solution, not trying to insult him, but he's probably a little more than that because you're putting him out there as a player when you bring Buster inside. But the idea is, and I think for the most part, you can create the most mismatches and do the most damage offensively if you get the right mismatch in the slot. So if Buster Screen is being trusted to do that, which he is, you're asking him to do a lot.
I agree.
You're trusting him to do much.
Let Joe Hayden do what he does.
All right, you're going to hear from more NFL Network
Big
guests
show.
As we go because, yeah, this tomorrow we're hoping to have Mike Mayock. He'll be on the call of the game. Then after that on Wednesday, Thursday's show because that's when the circus really does arrive in town with NFL Network. Guys like LaDainian Tomlinson should be dropping by. We're trying to get Deion Sanders. When I say dropping by, probably by phone, but we're looking to get much of that crew to join us. And then we'll have our roundtable show. So much to set you up for in this short week, but this exciting week. And again, Indians tomorrow night, Browns Thursday night. It doesn't get much better in sports in any city, let alone Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for being a part of it with us. We appreciate that very much. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. Join us again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.